Top stories this hour at Press TV. The U.S.-led NATO forces have killed three civilians in Afghanistan's Kunar province. Now, the victims are said to be two women and a child. NATO claims the deadly shooting by its forces came after the troops were shot at. Bahrain's main opposition group Al-Wafaq says that there is no guarantee that the popular uprising against the Bahraini regime will stay peaceful. Wafaq warns that there is a campaign by the regime to remove opposition members from state jobs. This comes as the government continues its Saudi-backed crackdown on protests. The Japanese premier has banned its people from returning to evacuated areas around the radioactive leaking Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. UN nuclear monitors say the 20-kilometer no-go zone around the plant should be doubled in radius. Some 200 people are reportedly still residing in the restricted zone. A group of demonstrators have rallied in South Korea to protest the use and development of nuclear power around the world. This amid the ongoing nuclear crisis in Japan. They gathered near the government's central complex in Seoul. Now, the rally also marked the 41st anniversary of Earth Day. And gold prices continue to rise worldwide as the U.S. keeps printing dollars. This as the International Monetary Fund says the U.S. has no credible plan to rein in its widening deficit. The EU's economic officials say Washington only wants to cover debt with debt through uncontrolled printing of dollars. An energy giant BP has sued offshore drilling company Transocean for $40 billion in damages. Transocean is the owner of an oil rig that exploded in the Gulf of Mexico last year. BP says safety systems on Transocean's Deepwater Horizon rig fail to respond. And asylum seekers in the Australian city of Sydney have set afire a detention center where they were being kept. This after they were denied requests for asylum by immigration authorities. The Australian government indefinitely detains asylum seekers, and some spend years locked up before their status is determined. At least 26 people are dead and many others missing after a ferry capsized in a river in eastern Bangladesh. Reports say more than 100 people were on board. The ferry went down after hitting the wreckage of another cargo.